Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Steve Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, Adam Vingan here with you. Let's go to our phone line. Driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, and he is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. Hi, TD, how are you?
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us, as always. So, Teron, we were just talking about the story that broke over the weekend regarding Reuben Bain and the fatal traffic collision he was involved in as a member of the Miami Hurricanes in March of 2024. My question for you is, one, were the Titans aware of this story before it broke? And two, do you think that this news will give them any pause about potentially drafting him at number 4 overall?
They were aware of the story. It's something that has been known. It wasn't necessarily reported upon because there were just a lot of mixed things coming out. And anytime you're dealing with the death, it's before you deal with that, you gotta make sure everything is dotted and crossed, if you know what I mean. So as far as on their board, I find it hard to believe that he's on there. I haven't got any indication that he's not. But I will find it hard to believe. I'm not going to say on their board. I think ownership is probably. I would have a hard time imagining ownership, Amy approving of that selection.
Which is interesting, Teron. You would find it hard to believe Amy approving of that pick because of this story or because of something else?
No, because you got to go back to the Isaiah Wilson situation and just the way, things worked out with that. I think he made it tougher for anybody that has stuff to become a member of the Titans, and especially at such a high pick.
All right, Teron, let's say in your spare time between reporting on the Titans and cheering on the Mets, you opened a sports book, the TD sports book. We can workshop the title. If you were to set odds on the top three players who could be drafted by the Titans based on what you have gathered week and a half away from the first round of the draft, how would you order those players?
David Bailey. God, this is tough. I would say David Bailey. I'm going to say David Bailey, Sonny Styles, of Real Reese, Jeremiah Love.
Do you think David Bailey gets to 4? Because isn't there some reporting about? Okay, so that would. So who would be? Who was second, Sonny Styles?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And
really?
I think you mix in a trade back and Sonny Styles. I think that's ideally where they would go, a trade back, with whether it's Washington, New Orleans, whoever may want to come up and get Jeremiah Love. But I think ideally they get Styles in a trade back.
Well, let's take that hypothetical one step further. Would you, because this, I wish D-Mace were here because we know how he feels about Jeremiah Love.
Yes.
But I have thought about that, Teron, is if you see that there are a lot of teams that really like Jeremiah Love and are willing to jump up to grab him, what are you willing to take to give him up but also get the extra assets and still get a player you like? So who would be maybe possible, even if it was just to move down a couple of slots and get an extra pick or two? What are you seeing there?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, whether it be Washington, New Orleans. Those are teams that could be in the running to want to, go back, go up and get Love. Obviously, I know they've made some moves as far as, you know, signings are concerned, like you know, Travis Etienne going to New Orleans. But you know, if you're drafting a guy number four overall, like top five overall, you have all intentions of him to come in and you know, be the guy.
Y'all are forgetting one that should always be a factor. There's a crazy old man picking at 12. If he falls in love with a player, no pun intended, and says, I want him, the Cowboys would be in play, and I think they could be.
Well, okay, that was going to be my next question too, Teron, is how far down do you think the Titans are willing to go? Because you hear things like, hey, there are only 13 or 14 real first-round grades in this draft. So if you go too far down, you may not be getting the elite guy that you're looking for. So how do you view that?
Yeah, that's exactly why they didn't mention Dallas. It's very intriguing, right? 12 and 24 for four, you know, and probably more conversation as well. But I think I don't think they move out of the top 10, honestly, because this roster isn't in a position where they could afford to not add one of the premium players. You know what I mean? So that's really the case for me. And when you look at this, so. That's why I mentioned New Orleans and Washington.
ESPN's Teron Davenport is here with us on DVD. Something that Tim Hasselbeck and I and Joe got into a conversation with on last week, your colleague at ESPN, was Jeremiah Love's fit not only with the Titans, but he said he's a fit specifically with Cam Ward in his eyes as a quarterback, as a guy that would be a playmaker for him, would take pressure off of him. We saw it, what Derrick Henry did for quarterbacks here, Eddie George, and so on. So when you're kind of going through your evaluation, why would you think that the Titans wouldn't view that, or why wouldn't you view it as much that way and go more towards the defensive playmaker?
Yeah, well, look, man, if it were up to me, I would draft Love. So, you know, if it were up to me. But, you know, I think when you look at this, I think they still feel they got to build the roster out more. You look at a guy like Sonny Styles and just dropping him in that defense, you know, and just going off of what I've observed from Robert Saleh in the past, and also in him talking at the owners' meetings, you know, they seem to be okay with the running back group, and it's just one of those situations where okay, it's solid. But are you okay with being solid to sacrifice what could potentially be really, really good? You know, and I think that's the dilemma that they're dealing with.
Do you see a scenario if they were to trade back from four? Obviously, they would get more draft assets they could use. Let's say they want to dance with New Orleans at eight. They move back. And then there's something they like at the end of the first round. Could you see a scenario of using some of those extra picks to move back into the first round?
Absolutely. If you know, let's say they like R. Mason Thomas or Cassius Howe or somebody like that, because they pick at 35, so they would obviously have to, you know, involve pick 35. So it would be one of those situations where a guy that they thought was 100% a first rounder is there staring at them at the top of the second. And I mean, could it be like a Jordan Tyson? Maybe. Could it be, you know, a Mekhi Lemon? Maybe. And that's what's so intriguing about the draft. You have guys that, you know, at the beginning of the period, everybody's like, oh, well, they're a top 10 pick. And then a lot of times, you know, as the first round goes on, that name is just still on the board and just passing down and passing down and passing down. And then, you know, at the end of that Thursday, his name is still there. So now you got teams positioning. So I could see that. I could see, you know, a couple of the names that I mentioned.
Teron, does Will Levis have trade value in your mind, and how much, if so?
I think he has the type of trade value to where you package it with a pick to move up into. You know, I'm not going to say the first round, but I think you look at like the fourth round, and let's say, you know, you're early in the fourth and you want to, you know, move into the third. Hey, look, Will Levis and a fourth to move up seven spots to get player X, Ted Hurst, from Georgia State at pick number, you know, 75 or whatever. You know what I mean? Those are the types of things I can see them doing with Will Levis. That's the type of move I think he would want.
Teron, I am curious about the quality of quarterbacks beyond Fernando Mendoza. We expect Fernando Mendoza to go number one overall. There's been a lot of talk on how high Ty Simpson can go. From there, the rest of the quarterbacks, they seem okay, right? Garrett Nussmeier's in this mix. Carson Beck's in this mix, I believe. So when you're looking
Aller.
Drew Aller, right. So when you're looking
Diego Pavia.
Diego Pavia. When you're looking at the caliber of quarterbacks who could be available on day two or day three of the draft, do you see one of those quarterback needy teams taking a shot on Levis versus drafting someone? And do you think there are any particular teams who could be in that mix for Levis as opposed to drafting their own quarterback?
I think teams could take a shot at Levis. I continue to look at the Rams as a team that I think would be
ideal.
I
thought of the Rams myself, yeah.
Yeah, just because, you know, obviously Stafford is still playing outstanding football, but, you know, he just at the ESPYs said he was coming back, and they didn't know what was happening. So I think you look at that, and they are aware of that, so they're going to try to, you know, make sure they have the future secured. And I think that situation would be perfect for him to go in there and back up Stafford, learn from him, a guy who has a similar skill set, you know, and learn from him and then be able to take over eventually and be under the wing of Sean McVay. I think that would be a very good match for both parties.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-May's Vin Gidendonick. He joins us every Monday, and he is presented by Bart Durham and Drew Law. TD, as always, a pleasure. We'll catch up next week.
All right, for sure, man. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
You as well, TD.